Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
This Christmas, make a very special season. This Christmas, make a wish and watch it come true. This Christmas, let Republic ease your way. This Christmas, get rid of the gray and get a new point of view.
Make your Christmas happen. Get a quick, easy, and so affordable Republic Bank loan with competitive rates, bundled packages, and a super fast turnaround.
This Christmas, share it with those you love. This Christmas, let Republic Bank make it happen for you.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, ticket today can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Taubman. So Edward B. Behari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Taubman seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Taubman seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, Simon told Sunny that he had some ideas to put to the council, but Sunny was angry about what he had done to tarnish his name. Malachi told Simon that he was looking for a place for Alexis to stay. Simon advised her to return home and make it up with her mother. Myrtle visited Alexis and Malachi, but Alexis was determined not to return home. Catalina visited Sunny, seeking his help, but Sunny reminded her that Alexis was 18. Malachi and Alexis decided to get married right away at the post office. Right now, Denzel is visiting Alexis.
Denzel? What are you doing here?
I can't come and see my sister, Alexis.
Hey, send mommy and auntie Myrtle, send you now.
How are you?
As you can see, I'm fine. So?
Well, my mommy just crying all the time.
She told me to leave.
You know she didn't mean that.
In any case, I'm very happy with Malachi. I can't wait to marry him.
Alexis, this is what you dream about for your future?
Look, I was always going to get married anyways.
But so young? Be honest with yourself, sis.
Whether I do it now or when I'm 30, it's still going to be Malachi. I love him. And I can't see my life without him.
But what about your studies?
Who said I'm not going to continue studying? I will be going to school in the US when I go to live with Malachi in a few months.
A few months?
Whenever, man.
Well, this is crazy, man.
Denzel, I will be all right. Malachi is rich. I won't want for anything. Matter of fact, I could even help you to come up to the States and study.
I already have plans to go to UG.
Whatever.
Look, sis, in everything you do, you must have a backup plan. Suppose you find out this guy is not who he says he is.
Oh, gosh. Y'all must always look for the worst in everybody. Malachi has given me no reason to think he's something other than what he has proven to me.
Okay.
I am happy. Why y'all can't be happy for me?
We are just concerned.
And I'm telling you, y'all don't have to be. Allow me to live my life.
No man is an island, Alexis. It's a reason you have family. It's just like the local Democratic Council. It's not one person alone gonna be running the show.
Well, I could run my life.
Everybody needs support. Everybody needs a helping hand.
Malachi is all the love and support I need right now.
Anything could happen in this life, sis. Anything.
All I want you to do is be happy for me.
Sergeant Murray, I want to thank you for taking time out to come here today.
It's no problem, Miss Martin. The police are always here to lend a helping hand.
You know, it's funny you say it like that. Denzel and I were discussing key stakeholders in local Democratic Oregon just this morning.
Ah, such a bright young man.
Oh, yes.
He has a bright future ahead of him, you know.
Yes. He was telling me that local government has key stakeholders like the mayor, chairperson, and councillors.
And I'm sure he mentioned the town clerk, overseer, assistant, and security.
Yes, and he said that the regional democratic council and all comes under that.
Yes, plus there's national government involvement, the Minister of Communities, other ministers, and government agencies.
And the private sector and civil society.
With all of them working together, I'd say we're in good hands.
Indeed.
Anyway, Miss Martle, I am sure you didn't call me here to discuss the workings of local democratic organs. So, what is going on?
Sergeant Murray, I am at my wit's end. You need to help us.
What is the problem, Miss Martle?
Simon the Freitas should be in jail.
Well, Coretta retracted her statement. Said she made it all up and so did you. Said you were trying to get back at Simon for what he did to your niece. And since we have no evidence, there...
I cannot believe Coretta did this. Eh? And I am sure you know she is lying, Sergeant Murray.
Look, Miss Martle, I may have a feeling about it, but we have to operate based on evidence, and we have none right now other than your word against Simon.
So what would you advise me to do?
Look, I really shouldn't...
His son is planning to marry Alexis.
Little Alexis? Isn't she like 16?
No, she's 18. But Simon's son is almost 30. But we cannot allow it to happen.
Well, if the young lady wants to marry him, there's not much we can do. 16 is the age of consent in Guyana.
I know.
Look, I'm very sorry to hear y'all are going through so much.
I wish there was some way to get Simon to confess.
Well, listen, Martin. Remember, you didn't hear this from me, right? But why don't you walk with a tape recorder and get him to admit what he did?
You know, I didn't think about that.
And remember, you didn't hear it from me.
That might actually work.
It might.
Sergeant Murray, he offered me the same settlement Coretta accepted.
And you said no, right?
I did.
Good.
But suppose I'm not able to trick him into confessing.
Are you asking me whether you should accept the settlement or not?
Should I?
Look, I won't be able to advise you on that. All I will say is, go with your heart, Miss Martle. Miss Martle, you're a woman of good standing in this community. Take everything into consideration.
Okay. I hear you, Sergeant Murray. Thank you so much.
Voice on 100.1.
Denzel, you didn't tell me you were coming here.
Like it's all y'all ganging up on me today.
Simon and Malachi here.
You see them here?
Look, little girl.
Mommy, no.
You think because you left my house, I can't high-fall you?
Mommy, violence is not the answer. It never is. You need to talk with Alexis.
This is where talking get we so far. She leave me also come here.
After you told me I could leave?
You know I didn't mean that.
Whatever.
Denzel, I'd like you to give me and your sister a minute alone.
Mommy, please don't hit Alexis.
I won't.
Promise?
I promise I won't hit her.
Okay, I'm gonna go help with the cleanup exercise.
I hope nobody nasty about the police. Because every time we clean up this village, somebody always dumping garbage again.
Yeah, it's sad.
All right, son, be careful.
Okay, mommy.
Mommy, you probably should leave too. Because I know exactly what you're going to say.
Alexis, was life that bad for you?
Mommy, I just want better for myself.
You don't need a man to do that for you. Especially Simon's son.
If you actually took time to talk to Malachi, you would see he is not a bad person.
But why would I want to speak to him? He came into my house and disrespected me.
He made one mistake. Gosh!
Alexis, I'm begging you. Please, think long and hard about it.
I have thought about it and my mind is made up.
Alexis, you don't have to
there
do this.
There is nothing you say that's going to change my mind, mommy. I love Malachi and will spend the rest of my life with him.
Mortal. You're the last person I expect to see at my door.
I need to talk to you, Coretto.
Come right in.
New furniture?
Yes, I dash out the old chairs them and I had to buy new ones. You see my brand new flat screen?
Yes. Very nice.
I can't tell the last day I was so happy.
So I'm assuming all this you bought with Simon's money.
What is it with the tone? Like you come for judge me?
No. I'm not here to pass judgment.
Well, thanks.
But why did you lie to the police, Coretto? Simon deserves to face the consequences of what he did.
And I deserve to finally enjoy my life.
$5 million is not going to last forever from the way you're spending.
It's just like you, quick to pass judgment, mortal. I done put up $3 million of it for the rainy days. And the rest is going to upgrade my house and buy the second-hand car from the people. It's so when you like judge people.
So you're happy with what you did?
I ain't look happy.
And what if Simon decides to hold another woman hostage?
He ain't gonna hold me hostage again. That's gonna be she problem.
And what about what he did to me?
I wasn't there. That is you problem.
Yes, Coretta.
Marta, look. Sometimes you just got to look at life for what it is. If I did follow up with Simon and the court story, most likely he would have get off because he got money to hire good lawyers. And I would have end up with nothing. You think it's today I suffering? Crawling and begging? Running behind Simon and Ignatius like a dog for little pittance? Who feels it knows it, eh?
All of us have struggled at some point.
It ain't sound so for you because you would have never telling me this nonsense if you did really know what struggle is. You would have done accept the money and make peace with it. I tired of people in this village always seeing the worst in me. I try to do something by being a counselor and all then the bar talk me. Till now I'm here and I didn't do nothing for my constituency when every week I used to there walking wrong and wrong and asking people if they had any issue. I make sure I listen to everybody complain.
And that was a good thing. But did you follow up with them?
I did what I could do with the resources I had. Rest me.
Anyway, Coretto, I came here to ask you to think about things. Think about all Simon did.
I ain't thinking about Simon no more. He pay me and I good. For the first time in years, I will have a Merry Christmas. And I don't care who talk, who vex, or who judge me. I do what is best for me.
I will keep you in my thoughts, Coretto.
Thanks, but no thanks. If you had any sense, you would accept Simon money and make peace with it. Trust me. You're going to be very happy.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
70 years ago, on the 10th of December 1948, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was adopted. Guyana has come a long way since 1948, but challenges still persist. Human rights apply to everyone, no matter our race, belief, location, or other distinction of any kind. These rights are at the root of the Sustainable Development Goals, and the United Nations is committed to helping Guyana achieve them, leaving no one behind. Let us stand up for human rights for everyone, everywhere.
A message from United Nations System in Guyana.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.